Well, in today's gospel, it says that King Herod was perplexed. They say in life there's three kinds of people: those who make things happen, those who watch things happen, and those who say, "What just happened?" Well, that's King Herod. He was perplexed. He heard about this man, Jesus of Nazareth, working great miracles, and he says, "Is this John the Baptist come back to life?" Well, just who was this King Herod? As you know, there's a number of King Herods in the Bible. You have Herod the Great. He's the one who helped to rebuild the Temple of Jerusalem and built Masada. And he also was the one who killed the innocent children during the time of the birth of Christ. That was King Herod. Well, this Herod, Herod Antipas, is the son, one of the four sons of King Herod the Great. And this one is one of the Herod the Tetrarch. The Tetrarch meant that when King Herod died, he divided his land of Palestine into four regions, the four parts of Palestine, and each one was given a territory. And this King Herod the Tetrarch was given the region where John the Baptist would be, the area around Galilee. Now, this Herod Antipas, who is the son of King Herod, was known for his life of murder and treachery and adultery and lies. He was the one who had had John the Baptist arrested on the count that he was living with his brother's wife. John the Baptist spoke out against this open adultery, and then King Herod had him arrested. And you know the story of how John the Baptist was beheaded in Herod the Tetrarch's prison. So this Herod was, again, later on, he would be removed by Caligula in the year 39 AD. But at this point, he's still king. He's still the Tetrarch of one of these four regions of Palestine. And it says he hears all that is happening. He hears about this man, Jesus of Nazareth, raising people from the dead, doing all sorts of miracles. And he began hearing these rumors. It says he was greatly perplexed because some of the people were saying, "John has been raised from the dead." That's, of course, the last thing that he wanted. He was feeling very guilty. See, he respected John as a good and holy man, but he had had him arrested. And he didn't want to kill John, but the peer pressure of all his friends at the party and his drunkenness allowed him to take this innocent man's life. So he felt his conscience, of course, was bothering him. He felt very guilty that he had done this to a righteous and upright and holy man. So he began to worry. Maybe it is John come back from the dead. Well, others were saying that this figure, Jesus of Nazareth, was Elijah. His mural is over here. Elijah, the great prophet. Because the Jewish people knew that before the Messiah, Elijah would appear. And of course, Elijah did appear. The spirit of Elijah, John the Baptist, came in the spirit and power of Elijah. So John the Baptist was that Elijah-type figure who did come before the Messiah. It says still others thought that Jesus was one of the ancient prophets that had arisen again. Maybe someone like Moses up here in this corner, or maybe Ezekiel or Jeremiah. But anyway, King Herod, it says, was perplexed. He says, "John I beheaded, who then is this about whom I have heard such things?" And the scripture says something interesting. He kept trying to see him. He kept trying to see Jesus. So he was very curious. King Herod, despite all his immorality and debauchery and his sin, he still had this desire. Of course, he had respected John as a holy man. He didn't want to kill him. And he had this desire to see Jesus. And I'm sure you know people in your life that they still have this desire to see Jesus, no matter what their problems are, their background is. They still have this inner desire to see Jesus, and we have to capitalize on that and encourage people, even despite their waywardness, to desire to see Jesus. I know there's many people, for example, in prisons or other areas that have this great desire to see Jesus. And of course, what we have to do is to give them that opportunity to see Jesus in each of us, to see Jesus in the beauty of the Catholic Church, especially in the Blessed Sacrament and the Adoration Chapel. See, there Jesus is, and we can go and see him. We can spend time with him, gaze upon him. See, this desire to see Jesus is so important. So if King Herod had this desire to see Jesus, then everybody, of course, has this desire. And our job is to lead people so they can see Jesus.